We're for Adelaide and South Australia. These are today's headlines from The Advertiser. 10 members of the Redbacks cricket team were evicted from a CBD nightclub by police after witnesses said players refused to stop dancing despite breaching strict COVID-19 rules. SA police confirmed officers responded to a disturbance at the Crybaby premises on the corner of Solomon and Burnett Streets at 12:30 a.m. Tuesday morning. One patron said he was shocked by the loud and boorish behaviour of some players. The witness also said warnings that they were breaching COVID-19 no dancing rules only seemed to rile the players even more. And to read more of the story, you can with a subscription at advertiser.com.au or download the app. Petrol prices have almost hit a record in Adelaide's northern suburbs, with other metropolitan service stations expected to follow suit within days. Three service stations jacked their prices up to around $1.86 Tuesday afternoon, the highest levels since before the pandemic began 18 months ago. Other service stations across the metropolitan area were keeping their prices around $1.46 Tuesday evening, but the RAA has urged motorists to fill up while prices are low, saying they would not last another 48 hours. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
A group of spouses who lost their loved ones to COVID-19 have made a united plea for people to get vaccinated. Frank Ferraro, Linda Lavender, Mal Todd and Roger Leaney are the state's only COVID-19-related tragedies, all dying within a six-day period in April last year. The devoted grandparents died in isolation in Royal Adelaide Hospital's intensive care unit after suffering catastrophic organ failures while in induced comas. Their grieving families say the four would have eagerly been vaccinated if vaccines had been available at the time. And the number of cannabis and cocaine seizures has skyrocketed in South Australia, according to the latest illicit drug data report. The Australian Criminal Intelligence Commission report also reveals the weight of all illicit drugs seized nationally in 2019-20 increased by 45%, largely due to increased seizures of amphetamines. Despite COVID-19 lockdowns restricting the movement of Australians in many states for the first quarter of that financial year, there were record increases in amphetamine, cannabis and cocaine seizures, along with overall arrests. That's your headlines. For breaking news and updates throughout the day, take out a subscription at advertiser.com.au and we'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.